Even before he touched down, people here had begun protesting the visit of the American leader. While President Barack Obama and the South African government say the trip is aimed at bolstering bilateral ties, people here remain unconvinced.
How ironic that here a son of a slave is the chief leader of continuing to enslave Africa. And we reject that. We have evidence that American imperialism is plundering Africa even more while Obama is there.
The United States owns more than 60% of our mining rights. So where's the money coming back into local communities and looking after South Africans? I'm a born South African. What the hell is he doing here?
I don't believe that he has anyone's interests at heart except the big corporations and people who rule the world through their capitalist agenda.
Globalization is apartheid on a mass scale. So here you have apartheid, we overcame it here, but we embrace global apartheid. I mean, how does that come together? It's just such a contradiction.
On Sunday, Obama visited the iconic Robben Island prison, where anti-apartheid activists, including the ailing Nelson Mandela, were jailed. But protesters dismiss Obama's visit of the island as nothing more than a photo opportunity aimed at boosting the US leader's image alongside that of South Africa's heroes. People are also outraged that the University of Johannesburg has conferred an honorary doctorate on Obama, while the city of Cape Town has given him the Freedom of the City Award.
We don't want him to get the Freedom of the City Award. We don't want UJ to give him the honorary doctorate, and we don't want the UCT to award him. We want him to be prosecuted in front of the International Criminal Court.
To counter the Obama Awards, protesters gave a symbolic award to Pan-Africanist leaders Patrice Lumumba and Thomas Sankara. They also noted American activist Rachel Corrie.
We are saying we reject Obama. He is not our hero. Rachel Corrie is our hero. Rachel Corrie is an American citizen who had the guts to say, I stand up for justice. She went to Palestine, stood in front of a bulldozer, and the very bulldozer that killed her was funded by American imperialism. The same American imperialism that funds even today $2 billion every year in armaments towards Israel to kill Palestinians.
As President Barack Obama prepares to leave South Africa, many are asking what benefit has it brought for South Africa. Even the South African government concedes that while it is confident the Americans will hear Africa's pleas, it is fully aware that America operates only in the interest of the USA. Austin City Press TV, Cape Town.